Be'ez Hashem Zbochi, we begin Perik Asiri, the 10th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Ma'ariv V'Loiva, the laws of the land and the bar and the Sefer Mishpatim in the Book of Judgments, where we finish off in this Perik the theme of the previous Perik and the previous Parakim, discussing specifically the laws of Ribbis, which we spoke about in the previous Perik regarding if someone could buy something, he could pay for it now, but only to get the product at a later point in time, which the problem you might run into, although really it's a sale, but halachically it might be like you're giving him monies, and then you're getting more back in the product later on. That might be a problem about ribbis. So in the related vein, we discuss in this parak regarding as a loan of produce, how that applies to those same type of situations. Sendram halacha aleph. Kshem shemutta lamaycher lifsaik, just like it's permitted for a seller to order to set a price al shar shabashok on the going market value, which this was how we opened up in the previous parak, in the 9th parak, to pay up front and to only get the product at a later point in time. If there's a set price, there's a shar shabashuk, so therefore that takes care of the problem of that it being a loan. Kach mutter lulvis hapedis, so too you're allowed to lend produce, which generally there is a problem, but lending a certain amount of produce to get the same amount back, because by the time you get it back, it might go up in value. It comes out that he's paying you back more than what was lent, which again is the problem about ribbis of interest, unless, as we'll see in the Halacha Beis, where it was designated for a certain amount of money. But in this situation, if there's a shar shebashuk, if there's a going market value, which again was one of the variables we had said as a prerequisite in the previous parak, so too let a lend paris stum. Stum means without making it into a monetary value. But that's what we're saying. It's also, as the Rambam's next words are, and then they could pay him back without specifying, as long as you didn't set a date. Why? Because if you set a date, even if you have the type of thing that was lent, which is also one of the variables of the previous parak, or as we're saying, it's a shar shabashok that's set, doesn't make it even still be forbidden, as we're going to explain halacha base. The reason for that being is because whenever you set a time for something that the price fluctuates, it goes up and down, for example, like payers, it seems like you're setting a certain date because you're intending for the payers to go up, to get more back than what you gave. That's running into the problems about ribbis, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. So as long as there's no set date, al-shar shebashuk, like we're describing, we're relying on the market value, which technically a person could buy the produce right now, so therefore it's not considered as a loan being paid back with more than what was given. As Rambam says, he illustrates case of how so. So hayashar kavua. Let's say there was a set price for this item that he's lending him. V'yidu l'shem, and both of them knew about this. And beloved mechaber esasin, and he borrows from his friend 10 sa of this produce. Chayav lahazla esasin, he has to give him back 10 sa. Afa b'yishol krachidim, even though the wheat went up in price. Why isn't that not a problem about ribbis? Shavikisha love him, because when he borrowed it from him, hayashar yidua, the price of it was well known. V'ilu rasa, had he wanted hayikoyne mavzula, he would be able to buy it and give it back right now. So it's as if the borrower has that same thing, because it's there in the market value and it's available, where that actually allows you to borrow a certain amount and give back the same amount, as we'll see in Halacha Beis. And as we said, Kishar Eilu Kovalei Zman, he didn't set a time for him, so he could have done it right now. And it's like as if he has it and he could do it right back, so there's no problem about running into this lending to get more back at a later point in time. Halacha Beis. Now, let's say the borrower had that same type of thing that he's borrowing. Then there is a mutter lulvei stam. Then he's allowed to go ahead and borrow without specifying, meaning without, like we're saying, making it into damim. Meaning at the time of the loan, what happens technically is that the produce that the borrower has is acquired to the lender, and therefore it's like it went up in his possession. So although you didn't really make a kinyan, the sage is permitted because the whole halacha of borrowing once to give back the same amount that you're borrowing at a later point in time is not really biblical ribbis. So therefore, when he has it, they didn't make that gezeira, as long as b'lo kivei zman, as long as you didn't set a specific date, like we said, and the preistam, he's paying back without specifying. Ava b'isha dayin l'yotza ashar. And this application will be even if there doesn't have a set value, again, because you have mo'isa amin. So you could ameliorate this problem either when it's a shar shebashuk, or, like we're saying, if you have me'isa amin. And moreover, a big chiddush is, even though the bar only had one sa, but the fact that he has one sa, he could borrow even many sa on that. And the reason for that is because we view it as if that what he borrowed is correlated to what he has. Comes out now that he has two, and then we see that the two is correlating to the two, and so on and so forth, because, again, like we said, the halacha of sabasa is not a biblical violation, so therefore they were lenient regarding it. So therefore, he said, tiba achas shel shemen l'shiyan, if he has one droplet of oil of wine, loivala kamakar v'yam v'shem, he can borrow, based on that, many jugs of wine and of oil, again, because we see it as if he has it, and it's by the lender, and that's where it's going up, and therefore it's not considered as any problem, but when he's giving it back to him, as if he's giving him back more than what he gave. Now, let's say he didn't have from that type at all. And so that's one down. And also he didn't have a set price yet, so that takes away what we said in Allah Chalf. Or even if it was, but they didn't know this market value. Then there is us a little sabasa. So this is the halacha, that therefore you're not allowed to borrow a certain amount to get back the same amount. What's the problem? Because it might go up in value. Comes out you paying him back more than what was lent, which is the problem about ribbis. And the chimbashar ha'peir seven simming applies to all other produce where normally it goes up and down. Until you go ahead and you set a value. In other words, you say, okay, what's the market value of the wheat? And then it's like a loan of monies for the amount of money that it's worth right now. And then he pays him back. Whether the produce goes up or down, doesn't make a difference. He's going to give him the monetary value that it was at the time when the loan happened. Now, let's say he did lend it to him, and he did not make it into a monetary value like we described. But who's lo, and it goes down. So if it goes down, then he gives it back to him, the produce, as the measurement that he borrowed, or according to its weight. The mahukr, if it went up, okay, now you're running into problems about ribbis. Down is not ribbis, up is. And then you take the monies that it was worth at the time of the loan. Again, you can't give more because that would be a problem by ribbis. Now, av b'sheish le'mo'is amin, even though he has from that type of species, or even if it was a set price, and this is what we're pointing out all along. Even if you have all the right ingredients, you have from that min, or you have a set price, which those are the things that we said permitted these situations, it would be forbidden to lend peris to give back peris if it's adzman kavua, if it has a set time. Because then it looks like as if you're relying, okay, I'm hoping in 2 months from now it's going to go up in price. That is a violation of rabbinic ribbis. Rather, he borrows without saying anything, pays it back whenever he wants, whenever he pays it back, and then it's going to be permitted, as we said, if you either have one of the halacha alfa or halacha beis, shabr shabashok, or you have mo'is amin shalom. Halacha gimel. Lo yima adam l'chaber, a person should not tell his friend, lend me a kor of wheat, and when it's time by the granary, I'll pay you back a kor, which that's kaveh leizman, which we said is a problem, he's setting a certain date. Eloimele rather tells him, without setting a date, lend it to me until my son comes, who he has the key to my storehouse, I'll find the key, that's not setting a time, that's permitted. Halochadal, love of payers as man kavua. Now, let's say he did borrow the payers until a set time. So like we said, this at the end of halacha beis, im whose liver goes down, so machs the pears of his mancha kava. So then he gives him back the pears at the time that he set. But im who kru, which is the problem by giving back more than what was lent, which is the problem by ribbis, then only nicely dumb show you shav mishas alvo. You only give him back the monetary value it was worth at the time of the loan. Now halacha hey continues regarding how a loan gets appropriated when it's a stipulation relating to sharecropping. So mava adam esarisav, a person could lend his sharecroppers, who are the ones who work on the field with a certain amount of percentage. He could lend them chitim chitim, wheat for wheat, meaning a saw for a saw, which is this halacha that we're describing, lazera, to go ahead and plant the field, which he's accepted as the job of the sharecropper. And this is ben chidim shir, the artist lasad, this is whether the sharecropper never yet came and took possession of the field to work it, or ben ach shir, or whether he already had taken possession, doesn't make a difference. That drama qualifies that. But when we say this, that even if he has already taken the job and started the work, that you could still lend it to him, sab asa, is only b'mokim in the place she nahagu, that the custom was sheet na oris hazazera. That generally the sharecropper had to go ahead and give the seed for the field. Oh, okay, so shari biyadha bal hakarka, because there is ability in the owner of the property, lasalkul kazman shalei nasin. So he can remove him from the post as long as he hasn't given the seeds, because that's his responsibility and he doesn't have seeds. So since the owner of the property has the ability to remove him, so when he lends him the seed on the condition that he's going to give him back when he produces, when the produce comes out, that's not a loan. That's rather an agreement to take less than other arisim, according to Matasi, that is getting from the owner, because this is his responsibility. So it's not really a loan, it's just an agreement to take less because of something he's not providing, which the sharecrop is supposed to. That's when we say it's even akashayarat. But where the custom is that the owner of the property, he has to provide the seed, not the sharecropper. And now the owner of the field wants to deviate from the custom of the place and to make that an obligation of the sharecropper to bring the seed. So here it depends. If the sharecropper has not yet taken possession of the field, okay, he's still allowed to lend it to him wheat for wheat. Why? He could still remove him because he has not yet taken the job and in practice. So Nimtza comes up by Ishi Yod Lasod. When he comes down to the field, Yod Aldas, he's coming down with the intention. He's going to give him back the wheat that he lent him, essentially diminishing from the portion of the produce that he was obligated himself to go ahead and provide. But if, let's say, he's already gone down into the field and he's already won the job of the sharecropping, comes out that the owner of the property, which the custom of that place is, as we described in this context, is to provide for the seed. It's just that the sharecropper subsequently agreed, for whatever reason it is, to accept it on himself. Since he cannot remove him because he's doing his job, you want to change the custom of the place, that's not something he's doing wrong. So Arika Kolodim, that makes the sharecropper like any regular person, and because it's not an obligation of his, you want to make it his obligation, and he's in agreement to that for some reason, but they're not to lend him wheat for wheat for the seeds. But what you could do is, like any regular person, you could lend him without specifics of a set time, regarding the current market value, which that's something that's permitted to do with any single person. Halacha Vav continues regarding swapping a monetary obligation with a produce obligation. So, let's say someone was a creditor trying to collect from his friend monies. Vamalein says, look, can li ma'isa, give him the money you owe me, because shani roitz likach ben chidim, I want to go buy wheat, so pay me back my debt. So, amalai, so the borrower, the debtor said, look, no problem. Tseva ase oisna lai kashar shal achshav, go ahead, evaluate what the evaluation of the market price right now of wheat is, because that's what you want to buy, figure out how much it's going for. And then I will owe you like a loan of wheat, because that's really what you want. You don't want the money, you want the wheat. And I owe you money. So we'll figure out how much wheat is worth right now, and then we'll figure out how much as a loan I owe you of wheat. So if he has wheat according to the measurement of the monies, in other words, if he has a saw, then he can measure with a saw, I mean, it's only according to how much he has and not more. Which, to contrast this with what we said in Halacha Beis, a seller is not like a borrower. There we said that if he has a saw, he could borrow many saws. They only said that for the reason because we see as if what he borrowed a saw, can I get saws? Like as if he has two saws, so on and so forth. That's only applicable by a seller because from the moment that he sets a price, so it's totally out of his domain and it's in the domain of the buyer who's like the lender. But in this situation, the Rambam's telling us that specifically only how much money he has. If he has, then mutter, then it's going to be permitted. Like we said in the previous parak, when someone is setting a price and he's giving monies, if he has, then you're allowed to do that. It's not a problem about ribbis. But if he does not have from that species, then it's going to be forbidden, even though it has a market value. Why? Because the sages didn't say that you're allowed to go and set a price if there's a current market value. Even though he doesn't have anything from that species, that's only if someone's giving his monies to purchase produce, because even though this guy doesn't have, someone else has, and he could buy it with the monies that he has, and therefore the money that he's getting, it's like as if he has it because he could buy it from someone else. But in the case that we're describing over here, where someone wants to go and make the loan that's owed to him of money instead and swap it to like as if he a loan is owed to him of produce, so there us it's going to be forbidden. Why? Because he doesn't have monies. So with what could he acquire it? It's as if liyotza ashar, and it's going to be forbidden. Actually, he pays until he has produce. Now, let's say the bar had wheat, the one that owes the money. And therefore he did what the guy wanted, and now he swapped the money that he owes him as if he owes him a certain amount of wheat. Then subsequently, later time, the guy comes and he says, look, give me the wheat that you owe me. Now you don't owe me money anymore. Now you owe me wheat. Give me the wheat, because I want to sell the wheat and I want to purchase where its value wine. Amalei says to him, no problem. Go ahead and make it like as if I owe you wine, according to the current market value. So again, if he has wine, then it's going to be permitted. And now the loan is by him, like as if it's wine. But the main layan, if it doesn't have wine, same like we said regarding the weed, also it's going to be forbidden. Now the Ram concludes, which is going on the first case, Harei Shaloi Hayoloi. So if let's say he didn't have, we said he can only do this swap of what the debt is, only if he has, let's say he doesn't have. But the Alvar, the Hegzer Halva Peters, now he violated this halacha, and now he swapped the loan in prohibitively from money to produce. So Alva Pisha Kona Peres Alcha, so he didn't have it, but. So even if he says he has something, he does do it by produce, and the Chayv Likman Peres does not have to give him the Peres. El Nush Lemor Shalva, rather give him the money that he lent him, which is just like the halacha by Avak Ribis, which we said that we're not obligated to give it from the borrower to the lender here. So since it was prohibited, even though he subsequently gets the pairs, doesn't owe it to him, and he just gives him the money that he owes him.